There's been widespread international condemnation of the Israeli legislation banning UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, from operating within Israeli territory. The legislation, if implemented, would prevent UNRWA from providing life-saving support to Palestinians across Israeli-occupied Gaza and the West Bank. This ban, UN aid agencies say, is a form of collective punishment for Gazans. UNICEF says it would see the collapse of the humanitarian system in Gaza and mean a new way has been found to kill children. Martin Griffiths is a former UN Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator. He's on the line. And good morning, Martin Griffiths.
Good morning, Marie.
And the Irish President, Michael D. Higgins, has joined this international condemnation of this Israeli decision. He says it's time to stop this horror of history. But why will this Israeli decision to ban UNRWA have such a profound impact on Gaza?
Well, it's because the, as has been so well documented and quoted in these last few hours, UNRWA is the linchpin of the humanitarian operation in Gaza, and has been indeed for 70 years. It's UNRWA who drives the convoys. It's UNRWA's 3,000 to 5,000 staff on any one day in Gaza that are, you know, that know the ground, that know the communities, that understand the logistics. It's UNRWA which has the mandate from the General Assembly, the most inclusive global forum, to do all this. And it is UNRWA which is legally mandated and entitled to do it. And this national legislation from the Knesset is illegal in that it seeks to deny their own international obligation.
You and others have said it removes hope. Would you describe some more this relationship between Palestinians and UNRWA, which goes, you know, right back to 1949?
Yes, indeed. The General Assembly back in 1949 mandated the creation of UNRWA, and it has a number of different roles, and one of them specifically relates to hope. It does, of course, have this strong facility and capacity to provide humanitarian aid to those in need of the Palestinian population. It's population that it's there to serve. It provides basic services. Education is the one very much quoted these days. 650,000 children would have schooling stopped abruptly if this law was implemented. But thirdly, it also has an obligation to monitor and work for the return of Palestinians to their places of origin, to their original homes, and to work towards a two-state solution. So UNRWA is, in that sense, the companion and witness and support of Palestine's long march to freedom.
And staying with that point about the right of return, some people have speculated that that could well be at the root of the Israeli decision to push forward with this legislation.
Yes, I've heard that. I don't know the mind of the lawmakers in the Knesset or the ministers in the government, but it's certainly, whether that's the motive or not, it certainly has that impact and potential consequence. I'm absolutely sure that the records, which are the essential archive necessary for the right of return of individuals and families, will be preserved. There's no question. But UNRWA has the mandate to do it, and nobody else does. And so rather than create a whole new agency, let's get the one that has been mandated for 75 years to carry on their obligations, which they have loyally and faithfully carried out these many decades.
Martin Griffiths, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Morning Ireland.